SDUSD locks in screen time rules, and questions remain about whether they will work. San Diego Unified School District's new technology use policy is confirmed and set for implementation August 10th, the first day of the 2026-27 school year, following a unanimous board vote on June 24th. Under the new rules, students will be prohibited from accessing streaming platforms, including YouTube and non-instructional gaming, on school-issued devices unless a teacher specifically enables them. Computer carts will be entirely removed from transitional kindergarten classrooms, though students with accommodations under IEPs will retain device access. District leaders frame the policy as a shift from consumption to creation. The policy carries real questions about its reach and rigor. Students seeking to access YouTube do not need a school-issued device. Personal phones remain available, and the ordinance does nothing to address that parallel ecosystem. Research strongly supports limiting recreational screen time during instructional periods. The evidence that restricting streaming platforms specifically, as distinct from improving instructional design or enforcing phone storage during class, meaningfully moves academic outcomes is considerably thinner. An equity dimension also warrants scrutiny. Speech and language apps on TK computer carts have been documented as valuable tools for students with language development needs. The IEP carve-out protects qualifying students on paper, but its effectiveness depends on individual educators correctly identifying and accommodating every qualifying child from the first day of school, a non-trivial operational demand. The leading indicators to watch: teacher-reported classroom engagement levels in the first semester, discipline incidents tied to device misuse, and whether the parent and community advisory groups promised for the next policy phase actually convene on schedule. Every major school district in San Diego County is currently operating in deficit following the 2025-26 school year. That fiscal pressure creates a real risk that teacher training, device configuration, and family communication required for implementation are under-resourced before the policy has a fair test.